Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/new.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Hello.
Hi.
We've been discussing what to talk about on today's Life in Jest, and we've decided that distraction is needed. I tried to find a quote that said something positive about distraction, but I couldn't. But I know that we need to stop thinking about the tremendous mess that is occurring in our society and laugh. And so today's episode is going to be purely in jest.
Yay.
So today, you know, I had little side things that I was going to mention. There was something really funny. If I could find, hold on one second. Facebook. Okay, there was something really, really funny I just saw on Facebook that I wanted to point out before we get into our main thing. Let's see if I can find it. You know when you save things? Did you ever save anything on Facebook?
I don't think so.
But I don't know where they go when you save them.
I haven't been on Facebook in a very long
time. Oh, that's true. I forgot you're not even on Facebook. Well, maybe I can't do it. There was the funniest thing. It said the average American in some year had like 3.5 kids. I'm like, how can you have a 0.5 kid?
What is that? That's that one that you don't like.
And now they said they have 1.6. I mean, what? I it was a whole article about some person that had 13 girls and then finally had a boy. I'm like, yeah, you know what? That man was like, I want a son, which is ridiculous. God. I mean, I guess, right? And the oldest kid was an older teenager. And then the youngest one was very little. And all 13 girls were standing at the birth of the boy. Yeah. But then it said something about the average of having children. I guess it's just because it's an average, but yeah. That's so silly.
It is very silly.
Pick, you know, round it down or up. I mean, yeah. 0.5. What are we doing with that? 0.6 is even somehow even more absurd.
0.6, would you round up?
What part is missing? The bottom or the top half of the kid?
Really? Yeah.
Anyway, I always save these things on Facebook to like talk about, but I really don't even know how to find them. So they pop up when you hit save, then you see all the categories, but I don't know how to find the categories when I'm just looking. So I'm going to have to look into that.
No idea.
There you go. I'm such a polished podcaster. But, you know, in all fairness, when you look at podcasts or when you hear them, do you ever hear them announce like the 1,000 producers they have at the end of the thing? Well, it's just me. You know, so, I mean, of course it's not going to be polished like all these people. How do all those people have to work on one podcast? I don't get it. Like Anderson Cooper, the All There Is, he lists so many people. I'm like, I don't even know why so many people have to work on this podcast. I mean, they put some music in, but it's not. It's him talking to a person. I could see if there was like acting and scenes. Like sometimes they have those dramatic podcasts. Of course, that's going to take a lot of work, but whatever.
I don't know. You do a good job. Or I'm assuming they never actually listen or watch.
I mean, it's adequate. I do the best I can. I just discovered that I can play with the lighting on it, like for the videos. I had no idea.
Really? Can you darken me?
You want me to darken you? Why?
Yeah, you are. Can you make me like when they show those shows when the witness doesn't want you to know who they are?
Stop it. I told you that ship has sailed. See my mug from my daughter-in-law? It's so cute.
It's very cute, but oh.
So the lighting is hitting it funny. There it is. Yay. Well, I love you, Reem. Thank you for the mug. And you have your Dunder Mifflin mug. My mug is a picture of our, for those of you not seeing this, the Life in Jest, our logo is on a mug. And my daughter-in-law bought it for me.
It's for very
Christmas. I love it.
Michael Scott, and it says I'm dead and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll just go right to the, we're going to do trivia. And yeah. I thought it would be fun if we quizzed each other on trivia, like just for fun, like looking for distraction from all this, because the news just gets more and more like, I don't even know. I don't know what to say.
And sad.
And sad. But mysterious. And I mean, the best thing you could say about it is when it's mysterious, you know, but the worst is it's sad and tragic and all these things. But we're not going to talk about that. It's like a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. When they open it, they're like, tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what we're going to do. Comedy tonight or whenever you're listening. It's actually morning for us, but comedy this episode.
There you go.
We are in jest. Okay. So you want to, we're going to just quiz each other. So you want to start?
I do. So my workplace does trivia once a week and wins in the following week. So this was my favorite question that I asked people. I don't know why I love it so much. It is, what is a group of flamingos?
Oh, you know, I've heard this too.
It's the best answer ever.
I think you told me this.
I probably did because I love this so much. I might have said it here. I don't
think you said it here. I don't know. I can't remember. What is it?
A flamboyant.
Oh, that's great. I love that. That really is amazing. That's a really good one.
Good flamingos.
Well, now we have it down for posterity. I love that. Okay. What color is a polar bear skin?
Yellow.
Black.
What?
I know.
What do you mean?
I know. That's what I said. Well, I saw that answer and I'm like, and it didn't give her, you know, any explanation. So I had to Google that.
Yeah.
Well, so a polar bear's coat, the fur appears white, but it's actually an optical illusion. Okay. Underneath their thick fur, they have jet black skin. Okay. Their dark pigmentation is an evolutionary adaptation that acts like a natural solar panel, helping the bears absorb and retain heat from the sun in the freezing Arctic. So their fur isn't actually white. It's clear and pigment-free. Kind of like albino, I guess?
Out of here.
Yeah. Each individual hair is a hollow, transparent tube.
Cool.
I know, it's crazy, right? And when light hits these hollow hairs, it scatters and reflects off the air trapped inside, much like light hitting ice or snow. So this scattering makes the bear appear white to our eyes, providing the perfect camouflage for hunting on the sea ice. I mean, I think that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. And so, wow.
I know, that should be announced. Like, well, I guess we're announcing it. But I mean, like, why don't we know? These are things we, if you figure we should know, you know?
You would think.
And it says, because the hair is clear and hollow, it can actually change color based on the environment. In some zoos, algae can grow inside the hairs, turning the bear green. That would be fun.
Okay.
I've never seen that. Or they may appear yellowish as the fur ages and accumulates oils from their diet. Now, I have seen yellow. Yeah, I have definitely seen that. But I just thought, I really don't know what I thought.
I don't know. That's pretty cool.
I thought, I thought they were a little dirty when they were yellow. Like they'd rolled around in the dirt or something.
I thought it was age because you know how certain white things will turn yellow with age.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all from their diet, from the oils that accumulate in their fur. So I guess in a way it is age because the fur ages. So you are right. You just didn't know they were black.
No, I love that.
And there's, I just have to tell you a couple more facts. Polar bears are remarkable ultra-marathon swimmers capable of traveling hundreds of miles without rest. And their hollow fur acts as a secret weapon for these long journeys. And because each natural hair is a hollow tube that traps a tiny pocket of air, their entire coat functions like a built-in life vest, making the bear significantly more buoyant and preventing them from sinking.
Cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And they're water repellent. Their outer guard hairs are oily and water repellent. This prevents the fur from becoming waterlogged and heavy, allowing the bear to stay high in the water and easily shake off moisture once they reach the land or ice. And they have insulation with their thick layer of blubber, which is up to 4 inches deep, providing primary insulation and additional buoyancy underwater. I mean, these are pretty amazing.
They are.
They said one polar bear was tracked swimming continuously for 9 days straight, covering 426 miles. I mean, wow.
Wow.
And it says their large, partially webbed front paws act as powerful oars, while their hind legs stay flat like a rudder. My pronunciation. Stay flat like a rudder to steer. Okay, that's it. I just thought that was really cool.
That is cool, but I did not write fact about any.
No, I didn't either. That's the only one because I saw the answer was black, and of course I had to know why. Like, yeah. I couldn't just leave it at that. Everything else is just straightforward.
That was really interesting.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we have all learned something today because I can't imagine who would have known that.
I know, but I really feel like it's something we should know. Like when you go to the zoo, they should have that like on a big board.
Or yeah. I would learn things in school that is how to keep a kid's interest because that I would have remembered.
Yeah, I think I would have remembered that too. I'm pretty sure no one ever told me that. Yeah. No one told me. Okay, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm trying to pick the weird ones. I wrote a bunch, but let's see. And like, it's so stupid. What is a single strand of spaghetti called?
I didn't know there was a word for a single strand of spaghetti.
But it just made me laugh.
A spaghetto?
Yes.
Oh, my.
It's really a spaghetto.
It was just so ridiculous guess. Because I figured spaghetti is plural, right? So spaghetto. That is funny. I had no idea.
I don't know. That made me laugh.
We're learning all kinds of things today. I love it.
A spaghetto.
A spaghetto. Okay. That's funny. It goes to show you should always take a guess. You know what I mean? You might as well just not say, I don't know.
Really yeah. Good.
All right. What superhero did Michael Jackson want to play in a movie?
Huh. That's a good one. Batman.
No. He wanted to play Spider-Man.
Really?
He was so wanting to play it that he seriously attempted to buy Marvel Comics in the 1990s with the primary goal of starring in the live-action Spider-Man in his own film.
That's crazy.
Well, added to the list, I guess. I could see him going like, Tito, look at my webs.
Funny, all those brothers and everybody about Tito.
It's funny when people say Tito. I don't know why. It's not funny. When you want Tito vodka, it's not that funny. I don't know why Tito with the Jacksons is funny.
I have no idea, but it is.
It really is. I don't even know the other names. I just know Tito.
I know there's Marlon, Jermaine, and I don't remember the rest.
Yeah, now that you say that, I do know those names, but Tito springs to mind.
Yes.
I love Tito. Tito should do his own thing.
I don't know. Tito might be dead.
Oh, poor Tito. All right.
I think it. I could be. Who knows?
All right. Well, we'll see. Okay. Your turn.
Okay.
I just said we'll see about Tito. How are we going to see? We should do that in another episode, like Dead or Alive. You know, they people play that Dead or Alive game.
Yes.
Yeah. Dead or Alive. We'll do that.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/new.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Okay. This, I remember that my English teacher telling me this, and I've always thought it was so interesting, and I'm sure you'll know the answer right away, but I love this. Which soft drink originally contained cocaine?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Because the name.
I know. She told us she was.
Your teacher said that to you? How old were you when they said that?
I was a teenager. She was alive at the time that was a thing.
Oh, my God.
Was addicted to Coca-Cola.
Wow. She became a cokehead. Literally.
Yes. And unless she has passed away recently, we were friends on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess people did. I bet a lot of people got addicted because of that.
Yes. I mean, listen, this lady has had a very life. I mean, like I said, I don't know if she died recently because I haven't seen any activity, but it's pretty cool to be on Instagram in the 90s.
That's interesting, but it also raises the question, how much, I mean, isn't cocaine kind of expensive? I mean, how much was this drink?
It might back then.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, okay? Is cocaine synthetic or is it natural?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I was going to say, because if it's synthetic, maybe it could be produced cheaper. Why are we talking about drugs? All right, let's not talk about producing drugs. I just thought it's very strange how that even happened. And it really goes to show you that the FDA is needed.
Yeah. Lots of they thought were okay.
I mean, remember when they, I don't remember it, but I know that they didn't know that nicotine caused any harm or, cigarettes. Nobody thought that either. Asbestos.
If someone told me this the other day, I absolutely agree. If they came out with a cigarette not harm you, within 5.
Sure. I mean, most people, not me, because I didn't smoke, Hold on a second.
What's the problem? Come over here. Come here.
Come sit by mommy. Come
you know
sit.
What the problem is?
There's a baby.
Here, I want that fucking toy. Why?
All right. He's not getting it. Come over here. Come sit by mommy. Do you want the toy? You get it when I, oh, he bowed. He does want the toy. You're not getting my toy, but I will get you a toy when I'm going to go get you a toy after. Okay. I promise. I'm going to get you a toy. I will get you one, but you have to be a good boy. Don't look at me like that. You have to be a good boy. Are you going to be a good boy? Hold on. Let me take a picture. Hey, are you going to be a good boy? Look at mommy. Are you going to be a good boy? Oh, he's yawning. I don't know what that means. All right.
It means he's tired.
You're going to get it when mommy's done. Okay? Be a good boy, though. No bark. Okay. All right. What is... This isn't that funny, but I kind of just went for regular stuff after a while. What is the only food that can never go bad?
Oh, I know that one. Honey.
How'd you know?
I don't know.
That's good to know, though, isn't it? Like, if a whole thing of honey around.
Sit down. Say that because I'm not a big honey person.
But honey is very dangerous when you're pregnant.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's raw. I don't know. There's bad things about honey. I know you can't have it when you're pregnant. But, yeah. But which just makes it funnier that it can't go bad because it doesn't have any preservatives or anything either. It just naturally won't go bad. But those honeycombs... I got to tell you, I do like honey it's not like I go around eating it because it also, I mean, obviously it's filled with sugar, clearly, you know, like it's a lot of things. But honey is good. But what's really good, I know you're going to be repulsed by this, but I like to eat the honeycombs.
Oh, absolutely not.
They're delicious. But you think about it, it's kind of, isn't that like where these bees live and stuff? Like, oh my God, this is sad. Okay, now I'm eating somebody's home. Oh my God.
No, maybe they're just storing their honey there.
So they go, it didn't hurt. And they, nobody died. Like they go to a different one.
I don't actually know what the honeycomb is for.
No.
Guessing.
But they are delicious. Like you can get it in the jar with the honey.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know. There's something special about them.
Is anybody else the honeycombs theme song? The commercial?
Yeah, that was playing in my head while I was saying that.
Honeycombs big.
Yeah.
It's not small.
What kind of a stupid song is that? Honeycombs big, yeah. It's not small.
It's the kind of stupid song that we remember like 30 years later.
Did you ever watch Two and a Half Men?
A few times.
Well, there was this really, you know, Charlie Sheen's character made his money from making like songs like that, like for commercials, right? So he had to do a song for the son, his nephew loved this, like it was like one of those Japanese cartoons, you know, but like the kid took it dead serious, you know, the kid was like really into it. So Charlie Sheen made this like really light theme song for it. And the kid's like, no, it's too important, you know. And so they worked on it together and it showed them like, you know, like in little shots, like slaving over and throwing papers and this and that and hugging and embracing. It was this long thing and they had it. And then it was like this really serious theme song, like, and it was like monumental. It was like an opus, right? And then in the end, they went to turn it on, you know, to watch it. And it was the silly one that Charlie Sheen had. And Charlie Sheen's like, yeah, kid, that's showbiz.
It's so true.
You can't have depth.
No, it has to be quick, catchy.
I mean, isn't that tragic? This is the problem with humanity because with real depth, they're like, they just want the little quick thing.
That's right.
The thing that we're not going to talk about makes me think of that. The thing that's going on with a certain thing in the politics is all because people like these little slogans. I mean, it's not all because of that, but, you know, you got to have these little slogans.
It's true. Did I ever tell you? I got hit on by this guy who wrote this really, I don't know how famous it was outside of this area, but if I told you it, you'd be, oh, right. Yeah. And I was like,
why can't you tell me it?
Because then people who know him will know. And he was.
Is he famous?
No, he was just an ad guy.
Oh, so he was an ad guy that wrote something that's for something local with us?
I don't know if it's local.
Was it like a product? It was a product.
Product that you get in the supermarket, yes.
Oh, why would it only be local?
I don't know. You know how certain things are just local to this area? I'll tell you later and you can
No, talk. I really don't know things that are certain local to this area. I mean, other than, was it fresh produce?
No.
What could be local to the area?
Later. We'll discuss it
later.
Oh
my God. You really got me guessing now.
Yeah.
I mean, like I would say those Tate's cookies, remember those cookies, but now those cookies got bought by some huge thing. So they're not, wouldn't it be funny if it was the Tate's cookies? But you know, like some things get bought by bigger things.
Yeah. It probably isn't local, but I don't know that for sure. And like I said, he was.
So what did you say? He was married?
Yes.
Well, you cut out before. Oh, that's nice. This is very sarcastically said.
Of course.
Where were you in a bar?
No, I can't say where I was either.
My God.
Well, it's it all away. And if I say any of that.
I don't understand the circumstances that could have even happened. But okay, but he was an ad guy and he wrote one thing. That's it?
I guess that was the only thing he told me, I guess, because it's very known.
Yeah, I was trying to impress you.
Yeah, I wasn't. But you know what? I was. Only because I really love theme songs and I like commercial jingles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but otherwise, no.
Wow. I don't think I knew this story.
Yes. I'm sorry I can't share it with you all, but.
Wow. It's top secret. This was a long time ago, I guess.
Probably. Yeah.
And he was married. What a turkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jerk. The jerk store called.
You know, it was one of those, oh, my wife is so terrible.
Of course. The wives are always so terrible.
Exactly.
Terrible. Amazing how many terrible wives there are, but they don't know they're terrible.
Ay, ay, ay. Keep going.
Okay. I think it's your turn. I did the honey.
Okay. I've got this one. Also, love it. What pop condiment was once sold as a medicinal cure for diarrhea?
It's a condiment now?
Yes.
Well, there's not that many condiments. Was it ketchup?
It was.
Oh, my God. This goes to show you guys, always guess when you play Trivial Pursuit, because I was just like, well, there's not that many condiments, so I'm just going to guess. I was going to say relish.
Relish gets things moving?
No, but I don't think ketchup does it?
You know what? I did not research that at all. I just moved along. I'm not sure why, because that's actually interesting. But yeah.
Wow. Huh. I think that was false, so I don't think that actually works.
I have no idea. Like I said, I should have looked it up, but I didn't.
Unless it had different ingredients then, but like ketchup, like tomatoes don't make you go.
No, but it could have been something else in the ketchup.
That's true. There could have been something totally different in the ketchup then.
I mean, people wouldn't eat ketchup if you did that now.
I used to love ketchup. This I do remember. I don't have a lot of fond childhood memories, but I guess it was sort of, but it turns into a bad memory. But remember Chock Full of Nuts?
Is that Heavenly Coffee?
No, but remember they had stores? They had actual like store, like luncheonettes, Chock Full of Nuts luncheonettes.
Really?
Yes, it's like going into like an old school diner with a counter. And when you ordered the food, like I guess they didn't, the hamburgers and hot dogs and all things we would never eat now. But so they gave you a little, you know, this little, it's like a cupcake thing, the paper thing that they put the cupcake in, right? They gave you ketchup in that with a little wooden spoon like they give the kids to eat the Dixie cups with, okay?
Yeah.
So I loved the ketchup, and I would just eat the ketchup.
Oh, with your little wooden spoon?
Yeah, it was so good. And then my mother let me, and somebody, like, chewed out my mother for letting me eat the ketchup.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
So that's what I remember. That's really, I think, the thing I remember is my mother getting chewed out. But it was like a happy memory of me enjoying the ketchup.
Yeah, why not?
What's the difference? If you're going to put it on something or eat it alone, what's the difference?
Yeah. What's the big deal? You were a kid.
People are so odd.
They're so nosy.
I mean, ketchup really isn't good, I guess. I don't know. Back then, I think they had probably were less preservatives in it. Who knows?
Oh, my God. Ketchup used to be so much more of a big thing, I think, than it is now.
Oh, I think it's still big. It's just that we don't use it that much.
That's why.
Ketchup isn't very popular.
Right. You're probably right.
We don't eat the things that you put ketchup on mostly.
Yeah.
See? That's why it's not popular to you.
I was looking for something else. I need to see if I had mustard, which is shocking. I do. I bought it for a specific reason. That's why.
And right.
Because I bought knishes.
Okay.
And I almost never use mustard, but I like it on it. So whatever. And I'm like, oh, I have ketchup. Why? I must have bought that for a certain reason, too, because I never use it.
I also have ketchup in my refrigerator. I have Nature's Promise with no added sugar also. And I must have bought it for somebody that was coming over or something. Like, I don't know, because I wouldn't use it. Like, I don't eat anything that, I mean, I do, don't get me wrong. I like French fries, but I won't eat them because of the calories and all that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not going to happen. So it's either, like, really old. No. I mean, it probably is old, but I don't know, but it's there, and I don't know why. Somehow it got there. Oh, maybe it was for the summer. Maybe it was a summer when my son and daughter-in-law came over and for something for them. I really don't know, but that's the only thing I could think of. And I do also, you know what I do? I buy mustard sometimes, like the weird ones that sound like they're going to be good, and then I never touch them. They just sit in my refrigerator.
I know. There's all this stuff that I must have used once. I don't even put ketchup on my French fries. So I have no idea why I would have bought that.
I mean, I don't either anymore. Like, if once in a while I'll get in the diner and they're so good, like I ask for them, I like them really dark, you know, and I just eat them while they're hot. And you're right, ketchup is unneeded if they're really so good.
Sometimes I'll get tartar sauce fries.
I have had that because with fish and chips, then they get into the chips, and that's pretty good. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I used to put ketchup on my mashed potatoes as a kid.
Really? Well, I mean, I guess that's, you know, I've never heard of that. But on the other hand, if you use it on a potato for a french fry, why not use it on a mashed potato?
Well, I liked it because it almost looked pink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you mixed it.
I did.
Interesting.
Much to my parents.
That's interesting.
But I'm like, it was the 70s. It was instant mashed potatoes. So like,
wow. Wow.
Yeah.
There were no- The 70s was the era of instant everything.
Like, there's no way my mother was coming home from work and peeling potatoes. That was going to happen.
I could see that. Yeah, I could definitely see that. Well, it's not going to happen. My mother didn't really cook at all. And I mostly ordered Chinese food when the kids were little, honestly. They thought when it was dinner time, the Chinese man brought it.
I don't remember whose wedding, what do you call those? Bridal shower?
Oh, I know. For Heather, I gave her, when you were supposed to put a recipe in, I gave instructions for ordering the Chinese food.
Yes. And I love, because I'm also a big Chinese food person. I used to order it all the time.
It's good. And it's healthy, you know. But, well, I had a store, you know, so it was like that. Like, I was working like day and night, you know, it wasn't like, you know. But also, I was raised without knowing how to cook and kind of, you know, so I didn't, I mean, I cook now, but I cook very basic, the same thing over and over, the fish and the veggies and all that stuff. But recently when my daughter-in-law was getting married to my son, our cousin showed her that book. And she was like, oh, I like this.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's great. You know, no one else put that down. It was awesome.
Well, let's be honest. Does anybody really want to cook? I mean, oh, that's not true. People do like to cook. So I'll be fair. People do love it. I bought cod, and I just wanted a quick way to cook it because I normally make salmon, but they were out of salmon. So these intricate recipes for cooking cod, I'm like, come on. It's just a piece of fish. I just threw it in the pan with, like, I put the cooking spray because, like, I don't like those extra calories or the other stuff. But it's olive oil cooking spray. And then I cooked it, and then I bought it's like a soup base from Goya, but it's, like, with tomatoes and peppers and onions and stuff, but it's very low calorie for some reason and very low sodium because most of those things have a lot of sodium. So at the end, I stirred it into it and cooked it into it. It was delicious.
Yeah.
That's at the end. Why does everybody make such a big deal about cooking?
I don't know. I don't like to cook. So I looked up these recipes because I've been trying to cook more, you know, instead of it, because fast food honestly makes me kind of ill.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm out of the house a lot.
Yeah.
So I looked up these recipes and I'm like, oh, I can't do all that. So I just simplified it my way. And I love it. I make like things.
Yeah. They don't need to be so complicated. You know, it's maybe it'll taste somewhat better. But like, what are we, a bunch of infants that we have to have this most spectacular? It's good. It's good. I mean, honestly, when I eat my salmon, it's delicious, just plain. I can cook it on the George Foreman grill. That way I can share it with the dog. See, the cod, I made him some on the George Foreman grill, but cod does not have a flavor like salmon. So you gotta add some. But anyway. All right. So
your turn.
Okay. This is a weird one. I don't know if you're, I mean, okay. How much does a cloud weigh?
It's interesting. I don't know. I mean, like, do I go super low or high?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, clouds are, right?
What?
Are clouds are dense?
I really don't know any more than when I found this answer. I'm not a science person at all, so I don't know. What'd you say?
I have no idea.
This is shocking. Around 1 million pounds.
Wow. What?
I guess from all the rain and stuff in them. So, I mean, but that begs the question: like, how do they stay up there? I mean, the ability to float when you weigh 1 million pounds is pretty spectacular, right?
That is really interesting.
I always just thought they were like cotton candy just floating up there, you know?
Well, I said, like, it's either low or high. Like, there's, if, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I never, million pounds. It's, how are they not falling down around us?
Never go a million. That's nuts.
That is nuts. That's why I put it down. I was like, well, that's something I didn't know.
I didn't either.
I mean, I could have researched the science, but I was so bad at science. Like, you could tell me the reasoning for everything, and I will not understand it. I'm just not a science person. So, anyway, that's that.
That is very interesting. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. This one I had to make. It makes me. Which are the only artists to ever play all seven continents, including Antarctica?
Which group, you say?
Yeah, but they're any artist. They're the ones that...
I'm going to say the Rolling Stones.
No.
Okay, who was it?
But I like. This is why I included it.
Who is it?
It's Metallica.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know. Do you see?
Wow.
Love them. I love them so much, and they are so amazing. And I think that's so cool.
Oh, is that the one that Gary went to the thing in Antarctica? I should have known that. I think he did go.
It might have been the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, that's who it was. That's right. Okay, so I guess they didn't play these other things, like everything else. Yeah, it was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Hard to believe.
I just called them the Red Hot Chili Powder.
I thought it was weird that no other artist has played all seven continents.
Yeah. Like,
you would think, but I guess.
Yeah. Huh. All right. Well, that's interesting.
Wrong? Which is
no, awesome. Why would it be wrong?
Whatever. I'm taking
this. It's interesting. The Rolling Stones have been around so long. I just thought, I didn't think the Beatles ever made it that far, you know, because they were more short-lived, but the Rolling Stones have been around. All right. That's good. Good for them.
Because Metallica, like when I started listening to Metallica, they were, like, they were popular, but not, like, the mega
right
stars they are now. I just thought that was really cool.
That is cool. No, I wouldn't have guessed that. Good old Lars. I know you don't like him.
I just got pops of Metallica, and I'm like, no, I'm going to leave him off.
Are you kidding? Because that is strange, because that is sort of against your OCD stuff. Like, you would think you would have to have the complete set.
No, I have to have the people I like. Because, first of all, my apartment is all overrun with these things. If I did everybody, like The Office, I have every character.
Yeah.
But I can't with these other. I mean, like, Harry Potter, my whole apartment would be filled with just Harry Potter.
Oh, that's true. Well, but this is a group, so I just feel like that this sort of defies your usual logic of having the complete thing of like a group, you know, something like that.
I probably will at some point because I need two of them.
I just feel like Lars is so talented. I mean, I know you think he's verbose, but he's what the hell? He's actually very funny. Like when they have him on, like what does Lars like? He says funny things. What is your problem?
He just talked for me. I don't know what it is. I would love him the most because he named his kid Lane.
Yeah.
But no, he's
really the only one I know because he's on Howard and he says he's funny. I find them to be amusing.
I don't hate.
Apparently you do because you left him off your pops.
But listen, I left Rob the bass player off too.
Rob the bass player.
I mean, third bass player, but he's really good. I like him.
Did you just say he was the third bass player?
He is.
Oh, my God.
The first died, and I have like three of him. Not pops, but I
was going to say, how many pops are there in this world? There's a lot, I know.
I have three different figures of him.
Wow.
There's something wrong with me.
That is a lot. That is a lot.
Anyway, I've gotten completely off. So go ahead.
No, I like that. All right. I guess I'll do this one. What is the strongest muscle in the human body?
The strongest muscle? I don't know.
It's one you wouldn't think of, I think. The jaw muscle.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called the masseter. M-A-S-S-E-T-E-R. I never think of the jaw as being a muscle, but it definitely is. We need it.
Is that what the word macerate comes from? When you macerate?
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
I mean, I'm saying, yeah, but it sounds like it would, you know, but I can't see why it wouldn't, but I really don't know for sure. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't think about the jaw being a muscle. You think more about the mud, you know, the usual stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think bones, right? Because when you see skeleton, you know, the hinging.
Yeah, but you got to have the muscle part to make it move, I guess, right?
Is hinging a word?
Hinging, I think so. It's like when you hinge with the dating. Hinging.
Doesn't sound right.
Everything hinges, hinging. Hinging is a word, I think.
Okay.
But, I mean, it could be, it's probably not used often, but I believe it would work as a word. Therefore, it is.
Huh.
You know, that you can make up, I mean, Shakespeare made up 300 words, I think. Either 300 or 3,000, I can't remember, but a lot. Okay, your turn.
That was good.
Oh, thank you. I almost skipped that one, but thank you.
I learned a lot today.
Yeah.
This one I thought was weird. What animal milk is pink?
Animal milk is pink. Wow.
I know. I didn't go back. I didn't check, but I was like, I'm going to go with this anyway, because what?
All right. So it's a mammal, obviously, because they're the only ones with milk.
Mm-hmm. It's not an animal anybody thinks of. I mean, maybe it's right.
Monkey?
No.
I don't know.
It's a chunky monkey, but not.
What is it?
A hippo.
Wow. Interesting. I wonder why it's pink.
I don't know, because once again, I did not go. I did not look this stuff up at all.
That's interesting. Wow. Well, that's fun. I mean, is it?
Listen, it was enough for me to look this stuff up. You know, I'm super lazy like that. But I was like, last night, I was like, oh, I feel like I'm doing homework.
Oh, come on. It was fun. I don't know. I had fun looking
it up. Homework.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that was interesting. I feel like if humans had pink milk, they'd probably breastfeed more often. They'd be kind of like, oh, this is cool.
I like it.
Purple milk. What is the original name of the Grammy Awards?
I don't know. I'll go really simple. Music Awards. Oh, no. That's the other ones.
There's another one called Music. Well, they have other names. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't even know where Grammy came from.
Well, it probably came from this word. The Gramophone Awards.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Grammy is way more fun to say than gramophone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but, like, that makes complete sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to pick which ones. I like this one. No, I don't like Mickey Mouse, but I thought it was kind of funny. What was Mickey Mouse's original name?
Mickey Mouse. Hey,
And I could see why this did not work.
Steamboat Willie?
No. Steamboat Willie and something.
I feel like he was in Steamboat Willie.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. What was his name?
Mortimer Mouse.
Mortimer. Honestly, I kind of like that more.
I know, but no kid's going to. Oh, Mortimer Mouse.
Well, Morty Mouse.
Yeah, but this was Mortimer.
Yeah, it's kind of sluggish.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like it was something really offensive, you know?
No, that would have been great.
I don't think, if you know this, it's just on a whim that you know this. What is the real name of rapper Snoop Dogg?
I don't know.
It's an odd name. I mean, you even know it, you know?
Yeah, no.
Calvin Cordozar Broadus Jr.
Wow, that's a whole lot of names.
That's a whole lot of name. And he never, you know, his name is Snoop Lion, you know, whatever. But no. That's his name.
Which one where he got the name Snoop Dogg from?
Some random thing.
Interesting. Because sometimes these people have like kind of interesting names and they change them anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, make sure what, I mean, we all know Snoop Dogg immediately, even though he did ridiculously change it to Snoop Lion briefly. I don't know what that was. Okay. But I don't know. Would we really know? Would we really react as well to Calvin Cordozar Broadus Jr.?
I kind of like it.
You like it now because you know him, but you know you wouldn't be like, hey, did you hear that one from Calvin Cordozar Broadus Jr.? No.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
All right. Go ahead.
I think most people know this, but I like it anyway. What was the first video played on MTV?
I know that. Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that song. In a way. I mean, I don't like it, but I like that they did that. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. It's just, you know, you would think it would be something more, I don't know.
No, they did it because it was a statement, I guess.
I guess.
I mean, it's kind of like they're killing the radio. I mean, in a way. I mean, it kind of was the first death knell of the radio, maybe.
That's very true.
You know? All right. This is interesting, I think. I don't know. What musician is Taylor Swift named after?
James Taylor?
Yeah. That's good. That was just a guess?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of funny?
I just figured Taylor. He was the first Taylor that I saw.
But isn't that weird? Like, I mean, the parents must have had some musical thing going on. Like, I think that's interesting. She turned out to be so talented and she's named after James Taylor. It's interesting, right?
Well, it's great songwriters. I don't particularly love either of their music, but they're both very talented songwriters.
You know, it's funny. I like a lot of songs I didn't even know Taylor Swift sang until, you know, I do. And I like, I definitely love that Shake It Off. And there's definitely songs I enjoy of hers.
She has songs. It's just not really my thing.
And I knew you were trouble when you walked in. I love that.
Yeah, she's good at what she does. It's just not my particular type of music, but obviously she's very talented.
Yeah, it's interesting that the parents... It's just interesting. She's named after somebody that's so famously musical, and then she became her own famous musical person. I don't know. I find it kind of interesting.
I think, I agree. I mean, they couldn't have known.
Yeah. I don't know if there's something to, like, also exposing your child to all this music and stuff. Like, I think you need talent, obviously, but you also need exposure to things. So maybe that's an indication that they did expose her to a lot of music.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good for Taylor.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Who holds the Guinness Book of World Records? What author holds the Guinness Book of World Records most translated into foreign languages? That was not a good sentence, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, who has been translated the most? Well, I guess I'll guess Stephen King.
No. He has translated a lot, but...
Shakespeare? Who is it?
Agatha Christie.
Oh, that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, all right. Yeah, that
was good for her.
I know. I like Agatha.
I like her too. I used to read those all the time. And the movies, they've actually had a lot of really good recent movies with, adaptations. Very good.
That's what we were going to see with the launch.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was good.
It was good.
Yeah. Although it was a totally change. It was originally from Halloween Party with Kids. I mean, there was a kid that died, but there's been a lot. And there's a, like, Amazon has, and then there's a British one that has, and very good.
Yeah.
So, did you ever watch Sex and the City? Were you a Sex and the City fan?
Yes.
Okay. So then I'll ask you, what is Mr. Big's real name on Sex and the City?
Oh, God. I don't remember at all.
It's not a very thrilling name. John James Preston.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a good thing she called him Mr. Big, because John James.
Very bland.
Very bland. Very bland.
That's like somebody you'd look up, I was going to say, in the phone book, because it's 1982. But, that you'd find like a million of them.
Yeah, you would. You'd never be able to. Let me ask you a question. Do they still make phone books?
I don't know.
I don't recall getting a delivery anytime recently.
No. I guess not. They must have phased them out. I mean,
man, I had a store and they used to come and try to, well, I think I did actually take an ad in one of them once, like an idiot. And those phone book ads were so expensive. And for what? Who is really going to take notice of those phone book ads? You're looking for a number. You're not like looking to,
I mean, I guess you needed.
For like something, a product.
Yeah.
The yellow pages. Yeah, I mean, it was the yellow pages for sure. But for gift baskets, no.
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 No, you know, I have not seen one of those in a very long time. So, I mean, but there are older people who could use those because they call the library and ask, look up numbers. I'm not kidding. Because they can't use the internet. They just don't know how.
Wow. So I guess there really are no books because they're calling you guys.
Yeah. They call and ask for numbers. Or they ask for information that's also easily found on the internet. I guess they just either don't have it, don't know how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked my mother-in-law if she knew about, I said something about ChatGPT, and she had no idea what ChatGPT was. I'm like, okay.
Aww.
I didn't use that hard. I'm like, you should look it up. You might have fun with it. You know?
Yeah. I mean, to some people, you know, it depends on the person. Like, my father was in his 80s, and he knew how to use all that stuff.
That's no.
Always that kind of person.
Right.
You know? I remember we had a computer, I think, before anybody I know had a computer because he liked that kind of stuff. He would always buy things, you know, electronics before everybody. He was just like that. And he had to use all of that stuff because, you know, that was the way he was. But
that's good. There are
plenty of people like your mother-in-law who don't know how to use that stuff.
She didn't even know what it was.
Does know how to use certain things.
Sure, yeah. She has an iPhone. But anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
All right, we're going on an hour, so we'll stop. But let me do another one.
Okay, one more. Oh, which one am I going to pick?
I know, I have some good ones left.
Okay, that one's obvious, so we're going to take that off. This one probably everyone knows. Should I do it?
I don't know.
There's two music ones that probably everybody knows, but I like.
Okay.
But we were talking about Michael Jackson. So what artist notably performed on Beat It by?
Oh, I know that one. Eddie Van Halen.
Yes.
Yes.
So obvious, but whatever.
Well, all right, let's each do, you do one more after that, but I'll do, and I have two more that I want to do. So apart from acting, Pierce Brosnan has this unique skill that he learned from working in the circus. What is the skill?
Juggling.
Fire eating.
Ooh, really?
Isn't that funny?
Pierce Brosnan can fire?
Yes, he can.
That's pretty neat.
That is really neat.
Yeah. Good for him.
I know.
I like that guy. I have to know.
I like him too. He also married a woman that's kind of like chunky.
Yeah.
I love that.
For him.
Yes. We need men like him.
We do.
Yes.
Okay. These are two places I love. Well, one of them I used to love. Unfortunately, I don't anymore. Are there more public libraries or McDonald's?
I'm going to say McDonald's.
No. Fortunately, you'd be wrong.
Oh, that's good.
There
all right.
are 1,000 McDonald's, which seems like low, right?
Wait, how many?
14,000.
That's all?
Yes.
Hmm.
17,000 libraries. Both numbers I was surprised about, they both seemed low to me.
It just in America, you're saying?
You know, I don't know. Maybe. That would make more sense.
It would. It still seems low for a McDonald's. Yeah.
You know, the point is.
I'm really glad for that. That's nice. All right. Which movie production caused a global shortage of pink paint?
Pink paint? A global shortage?
I know. I don't understand how this happened, but it was And again, maybe I should have researched this more too.
That seems a bit much. I don't know. Not Pretty in Pink. What's that other one with Reese Witherspoon when she's the lawyer? Legal?
No. It's kind of obvious. I mean, if it's true. Barbie.
Oh, duh. Oh, my. I can't believe I didn't guess that.
But I don't know. A global shortage seems like a lot. I mean, how much paint did they use in this movie?
Yeah,
I don't know. I have to look that up, but I mean, I thought it was kind of funny. I'm sorry, but I have to ask you one more because this is too funny too. Before being a famous Hollywood heartthrob, this actor glazed hams for a living. And he's a heartthrob. I don't think he's a heartthrob, but they called him that.
Really?
It's somebody very famous, but I don't think he's a heartthrob.
Ryan Reynolds or Gosling. One of those.
No,
guys.
He is a heartthrob.
Either one of them.
It's Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah, he is a heartthrob, but he's
He's a doofy heartthrob. Like, no, I don't find him.
He's adorable.
No, I don't find him fun or funny. But he glazed hams for a living.
Oh, I love that.
It's kind of funny, right?
It's funny. And he's so sweet. He's like the kind of guy you date from around town, you know?
Maybe that's why he's so popular, because he seems like he's gettable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but I love Jason Bateman. I love him. Yeah.
But he seems like the kind of guy that would live in your neighborhood.
I guess. But Jason Bateman, until he did that horribly dark thing, like, which I can't watch at all. But, you know, he's always so funny and so, you know, I hate that other thing. I can't take it. It's too dark. I mean, I made a mistake of watching the pilot. It was awful. I can't. No. What?
I've never watched it.
Well, I don't know. If you like really dark, horrible, like everybody sucks kind of things, then maybe you'll like it. It's horrible. It's so dark. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. There's nobody even liking it. He's unlikable. They're all unlikable. There's nobody likable in that show. And what? I hate shows when people are unlikable. Like, you need someone to root for.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know.
I mean, he's the most likable, but he's still not likable. They all suck.
About that show, Girls, and I kept watching. I hate every single person on this show.
No, I tried to watch it once. I couldn't stand it either. I need nice people. I mean, there needs to be someone to root for. Although, like, you know, it's funny because they always say Seinfeld, they were unlikable, but they were likable. You did like them, even though they were silly and stupid. Like, they were jerks, but
always jerks.
Right.
Sometimes they were trying to do something, maybe not consciously trying to do.
When they tried to do good things, they failed, like with that restaurant. Yeah. I mean, that's true. That does happen in real life, you know, when you try to do the right thing. But yeah, no, there's something very likable about those characters, even though they're not very nice sometimes, but there's still something.
You know what? Curb Your Enthusiasm too. It's the same thing. They are not good people.
Well, no, is. No, he does. He is a good person sometimes.
Sometimes.
And he kind of gets the thing about him is he gets the raw end of the deal, and you can, you know, you feel bad. Like, you sympathize. What about when they, like, that? I just love the one where was it the KKK guy, and he spilled coffee on his thing, and then he had it cleaned for him and everything. Like, I love that. He's a nice guy.
Sometimes he is a jackass.
I know, but not always. See, that's the trick.
Yes.
And also with a comedy, comedy is a little more forgivable. That Girls didn't strike me as funny at all. There was nothing. I didn't like it at all. It was just like, blah.
They were all horrible people.
I don't like horrible people. I started watching something called Casual, and I was like, you know what? When you watch something, you fall asleep, you wake up and like, what the hell is happening?
Why is this?
My God, like, it was just like this crazy sex scene was on. I'm like, what am I watching? And they were just horrible, horrible people. Even like, I was just so
right.
No.
Get that off.
Don't watch Casual. Oh, that's maybe you'll love it. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Anyway, all right. So I do. We have some more. We'll save it for another time, for a beginning of an episode or something, because I do have a few more. This was fun. Did you like it?
Yes,
I did too. All right. So in closing, I tried, like I said in the beginning, I tried to find a quote about how distraction is good. And I really do think it can be good. But all the quotes I found were completely negative about it. And like, you must be focused, you know, like, but I mean, if you don't have some distraction, I think you're going to lose your mind. You have to have some distraction, you know. So I looked up laughter instead, because distraction, after all, we laughed in this episode. We had fun.
Does anybody remember laughter?
I do remember laughter. Yes. So I have two quotes. I have Mark Twain said, "The human race has one really effective weapon, and that is laughter."
Yeah,
I like that. And then Kurt Vonnegut said, Laughter and tears are both responses to frustration and exhaustion. I myself prefer to laugh since there is less cleaning up to do afterward.
I like that.
Okay.
So the first one is by someone named Molly Harper, who's an author. I only know that because I looked it up. The brain may die, but my compulsion for useless trivia lives on.
That's true.
And that one is by Bertrand Russell. Is that how you say his name? Bertrand?
I think so.
He's a philosopher.
Oh, I just sneezed. Sorry.
Bless you.
Thank you. Really?
That's right.
You know, they say that because they're afraid your soul, they used to think your soul would leave you while you were sneezing.
You don't know.
No, I do know.
You know.
Go ahead.
There is much pleasure to be gained useless knowledge. And I agree.
That's right. It's, you know what? If nothing else, it makes for fun conversation.
It does.
And you know, what is life about? But, I mean, life's about a lot. But really, I think another distraction is, friendship's not a distraction like in that negative way, but it's a way to let go of all your troubles and hang out with people and having a fun conversation about silly things, you know, or, you know, trivia and everything. That just lightens your load.
I think so, too.
So I hope, everybody, that we lightened your load today and that you learned some. I think we learned some interesting things, actually. And I do have some more things. I think, maybe if we don't even do a full episode of another time, but we definitely have ones that we could do little mini segments with.
Yes.
And stay tuned for more trivia from us. And until then, au revoir.
Bye.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.